coming to you from the Armed American Radio Studios on Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta. This is Armed American Radio. Here is Mark Walters.
I love John Young, especially in hour number three. It's such a beautiful thing. He's just got those pipes. Rob Pincus joins me, my co-host. Rob Pincus, welcome back, my friend.
And it's good to be back. This has been a jam-packed show. It feels like we've done 4 hours already. I mean, some great guests, great information.
Just short on time, man. It just flies right by, but it always does when you're having fun. But we did. We packed it in, and listeners got a good listing of where to go, you know, with the websites and everything. We've been packing a lot of info in there, as we usually do. And the roundtable promises to be just as strong, and it's always fun, Rob. You know that.
Always a great time. Who do we have with us tonight?
Oh, check this out. We've got, before we even go into the guests, I want to take a phone call because we have Ed Rouse on the line, and Ed has been kind enough to hold through a couple segments of the last hour. And Ed Rouse, of course, is the father of our adopted hero, Samuel Rouse, of the 3rd MEU, M-E-U, Marine Expeditionary Unit. And he is on his way home. Ed Rouse, welcome back. Give us an update on your hero son.
Hey, Mark, it's great to talk to you guys tonight, you and Rob. And the sheriff was just unbelievable. I wish I was in Orange County to vote for him.
Oh, I'm telling you, man, he was great, wasn't he? And we're going to have him back and get some info. We're gonna push him hard.
That's great. Well, the word is Samuel's, they're on their way home. Should be back in the San Diego area about the middle of the next month and be back in Texas for, I think, a 30-day leave towards the end of the next month. So we're actually going to fly out there and meet him when he comes in. So
he's going to be coming back. He's going to be coming back home, right, for 30 days?
Yeah, that's correct.
All right, well, we'll talk with you and try to get some dates. And I know that you guys haven't seen him in a long time and you want to get your hands around him. And what we'll do is see if we can't find a way to get you here to the studio. Either way, we're going to put him on Armed American Radio and hear straight from the horse's mouth.
Sure, sure.
You know, well, that's just absolutely great news, man. Our hearts and prayers are with you guys, and welcome home. I mean, you guys just must be beside yourselves.
Yeah, we are. We're pretty excited about getting him back. He's been gone for a while, so it'd be good to see him. So.
Yeah, that's great stuff.
Definitely wanted to pass along a great thank you to everybody that supported him and his unit while he was away. I know that meant a lot to those guys, just getting stuff from people they didn't know, and just what a great bunch to get it from.
Yeah, and I can't wait to put him on Armed American Radio. Of course, he joined us the night that he deployed.
That's correct.
He called in from San Diego. The night before he left, he called us from San Diego, and we're going to get him when he comes back. We'll check the dates with you. Ed, thanks for giving us the update, man. Appreciate it very much.
You bet. Thanks a lot for all you're doing, Mark. And you too, Rob.
Thank you, Ed. Awesome to hear from you. Looking forward to speaking to Samuel.
Thanks, Ed, very much. Okay, listen to who we've got coming up on the roundtable tonight. We have the regular suspects, the usual suspects. We've got Morgan Boatman, author of Morgan, you can tell us what you're the author of. You got a lot of books out there, man, but How to Customize Your Glock, right?
That's right. Thanks, Mark. I'm glad to be here. It's always great. My father and I wrote the manual that should have come with your Glock, How to Customize Your Glock. That's at howtocustomizeyourglock.com. And what it really covers is disassembly and reassembly, proper reassembly, and a way to swap out any parts, any performance parts, or any other parts you want to customize or fit in there for competition, or just to make it operate the way you want it to, lighten the trigger, change the trigger out, any stuff like that. Because the manual get with a gun is basically useless. And
pretty
then my
much.
Father wrote Living with Glocks, and I'm starting to rewrite that. And he's also written Living with the AR-15, Living with 1911, and The Big 50. So those are all available at boatmanbooks.com.
And every one of those needs to be on your shelf. They're on mine. Joining us also, and this is always a fun one, especially with KVEL, carrying Armed American Radio, Mr. George Hill, the Mad Ogre, the godfather of blog. Welcome back, bro.
Oh, thank you, Mark. As always, it's a pleasure and a privilege. Mr. Pincus, Mr. Boatman, pleasure as always. Thank you, gentlemen, for joining us, making the show better. This is a great show. Great show tonight for the first live broadcast into Vernal, Utah, the Uinta Basin, my hometown, my chosen area of operation.
Well, get this, gentlemen. I have a very special guest joining us for the roundtable tonight. He is in here in the studio with me. And you may remember he called in last week on the air, Colonel Leedy. Colonel Leedy, welcome to Armed American Radio. Sitting right across from me, you are now on the roundtable and participating, my friend. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much. Looking forward to it.
Oh, this is going to be fun, guys. This is going to be fun. Hey, Rob, this is fun at the roundtable. Which direction do we want to go, or do you want me to start it off?
Well, I always want to talk about training. Let me throw this question out there, because the answer might be no. The answer might be yes and lead it to great information for the listeners. Have any of you guys been to a training conference recently? Obviously, I just spent the whole weekend at one. We talked to Chris and Craig earlier. I think they're incredible resources for a couple of reasons. George, have you been to one recently?
Not in at least 3 or 4 years.
When you went to your last one, was it as a trainer or as an attendee or splitting both? But did you play any role teaching, or were you there really just to see what other guys were doing?
I was an attendee. I was going to get some further light and knowledge. And this year I'm going to be going to a couple other ones. There's some training out in Salt Lake coming up this year. And, of course, I'm going to your training in Virginia Beach next month. I'm looking forward to that big time.
I'm definitely looking forward to having you in that course. I'll tell you, there's how about anybody else? Anybody else been to a training conference recently?
Colonel Leedy's holding something up for me. So,
I
Colonel
haven't
Leedy.
Heard that term before, but I haven't been to a firearms conference like that. I've been, done individual classes, but I have taught at martial arts. I guess you could sort of call it a conference. It's a several martial arts teachers get together and teach their specialty.
That's exactly it, Morgan. That's the trick. And for me, from my perspective, and I talked about it today at the closing sort of debrief we did, we had about 40 different people from around New England up here together, and seven instructors total, were teaching this weekend. And one of the great things about it, about these conferences, and I'm sure it's very similar with the martial arts deal, is that people come together and teach their specialties and teach their niches and give little samples to the attendees. And for me, it's great because I get some downtime between my teaching sessions. I get to sit in on other instructors' classes, learn some stuff, learn about what's going on. Great stuff, great professional development. If you get the opportunity, any of the listeners out there, you need to take the advantage of taking any of the regional training conferences you can get to. It's a great way to get a lot of bang for your buck and meet a lot of like-minded students that could become your training partners also.
Is there some place we can go online to learn where these occur?
That's a great question, and it would be a great resource, and it's something that maybe I'll be doing at personaldefensenetwork.com soon, is maybe trying to get a collection of the training conferences together. You know, the NE Shooters Summit up here, this is the second year for this one. For me personally, the other conferences I'm going to this year, I will be at ILFE teaching in May down in San Antonio. I will be at Tom Givens Conference coming up in April in Tulsa. I will be at a Mid-Atlantic conference that Craig Douglas is actually putting together in Northern Virginia in October. Tony Blauer usually has a conference in August. I'm thinking that this year with his relocation to California, that one will end up being out there. There's probably more out there than people know. And certainly they can check my calendar to see which conferences I'm going to be at. And the local gun forums are always a great resource, too. Those training forums, the defensive tactics forums, on any of the discussion forums in different states, you'll probably find out there's more conferences out there than we thought.
Rob, it sounded like you had one heck of a time when you were out there with Chris and learned a lot, too.
Oh, yeah. You know, that's the great thing is I can't, with my schedule, I can't get in as many schools as I used to. You know, I used to, when my primary deal was I was a full-time law enforcement officer and I was writing for SWAT magazine, I was going to 8, 10, 12, you know, full 2 to 5 day classes a year. And you know, that's awesome. I mean, I love doing that. I love having the opportunity to do that. Nowadays, I'm lucky to get to 2 or 3 full classes a year. But these conferences, you know, this week, Bill Lewitt taught some really great stuff in terms of tactical medicine and practical applications for medicine in a combative environment. Craig Douglas did his sessions. He used my car, used my FJ for the inside of a vehicle, armed response inside of a vehicle. And I got Craig's take on that, which I hadn't seen before, which was awesome. We talked about Chris Fry and the carbine malfunction drill manipulations that he was teaching
and
this year.
That makes a good point. This is not just for law enforcement or operators. This is for everybody. Anybody.
Oh, yeah, this is civilian training, Morgan. That's a great point. We're going to get ready to take a break here, gentlemen, in just a second. But, Rob, I'm looking forward to working with you. I want to get some hands-on, one-on-one training with you. And my next one I think I've got scheduled is coming up in May down in Florida with Suarez for some force-on-force and some close-quarters gunfighting skills. We'll be right back on the roundtable right after these messages. You're on the Armed American Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS that you can't afford to pay? Or are you stuck in a tax payment plan that is getting you nowhere? The IRS is now taking very aggressive actions, such as bank levies and wage garnishments. If you owe the IRS at least $15,000, call American Tax Relief. They've helped thousands of people like you eliminate up to 85% of their delinquent taxes. Call 1-800-605-3241. If you qualify, American Tax Relief can settle your debts for less than you owe, remove penalties and interest, and protect you from bank levies and garnishments. As a hardworking American, you do have rights. Call American Tax Relief for a free consultation and see how much money they can save you. Call 1-800-605-3241. If you qualify, you can save up to 85% on the taxes you owe. Call right now. 1-800-605-3241. That's 1-800-605-3241.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you are faced with the decision to pay your mortgage or your credit cards or buy groceries, then this message is for you. The real solution to solving your problem with credit card debt is to reduce the amount you owe to creditors. The less you owe, the more money you will have for more important things in life. Strategic Resources wants to give you information about all your options for free. In a simple 5-minute phone call, you can find out which programs work best for your life now. 800-981-9371. 800-981-9371.
Is your life a whirr? Do you find yourself coming and going at a pace that would leave a coffee-drinking Jack Russell Terrier in the dust? Would you like to just slow down and get out of the rat race? Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby with the 3-Step Plan Home Business System. Slow down and have a less stressful, happier life by building a home business. Go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-895-6545. 800-895-6545.
Are you a firearms owner? If you live in an urban area that is susceptible to natural or man-made disasters, then you need to visit 9survive.com. Learn vital survival skills, such as how to avoid making your prepared family a target for looters, and how to fix the top 10 mistakes people make with 72-hour kits. Learn these skills and more. Sign up for a free 9-day mini course at 9survive.com. That's the number 9, survive, then .com.
back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
You're back. Check this out. This is really funny stuff. Landmarks go dark. Millions unplug for Earth Hour. Rob, you know, I have a lot of fun with Al Gore on the show, right?
Constantly.
I can't help myself. It's just a habit. I've had listeners say, oh, man, I love the show. The host seems kind of hung up on Al Gore, though. He's just so easy. But listen to this. You know, this was the go dark day. They said the white shell roof of the Sydney Opera House fell dark for one of the, what is it, lights out night. Okay, for the whole world to show their love of Al Gore. Turn the lights out. Listen to this. A U.S.-born giant panda, Mai Lan, who lives at the Chengdu Panda Breeding Research Center in the southwestern province of Sichuan, will kick off China's participation. When she walks onto a platform in her enclosure, the lights at the breeding center will go out, said Chris Chaplin, communications officer for the WWF in China. So, you know, I'm thinking they ought to keep the lights out all the time, right? They might have more giant pandas.
That's right. It's a romance.
Right? I mean, come on.
Candlelight instead of electric light.
How silly have we gotten, man? You know? Yeah, let's turn out the pandas' lights. It's just ridiculous. Hey, Morgan, this is really, really close to you. And then I want to talk to you about Glocks. And, Rob, I want to get your expert opinion and George's as well, because I'm having some difficulty with my Glocks. You all were here participating on Armed American Radio's roundtable when I was all giddy about my new Gen 4 7, well, the 22 first. And you recall later, Morgan, that I picked up the Gen 4 17 in 9mm, correct?
Yep.
All right, let me tell you something. And I'll work my way around the table from Rob to Colonel Leedy and all the way around. I have probably put 600 or 700 rounds through the 22. The Glock Generation 4, 22 in 40 caliber without any fail whatsoever to be expected from a Glock. On the 17, the second magazine, I had a fail to feed. I removed the magazine, reloaded it, fired again. I had a fail to feed. Different type of 9mm ammunition.
The second magazine you ever shot through it?
It was the second magazine I had put through it. Okay. Now, about a week later, just this past week up in the mountains up in LJ, I put probably 200 or 300 rounds through it, and I had two of the nastiest double feeds I've ever had and experienced in a weapon. And I was, you know, I actually set one up just to do some drills, you know, the tap rack and malfunction clearing. And I experienced two of the nastiest double feeds. Now, here's my thoughts on that, and then I want to get your opinion. The 22 and 40 caliber, now let's make this point, that the Glock Generation 4 has remanufactured that spring.
Redesigned.
Let's bad choice of words. Tell us what they've done with that spring.
Well, they've basically copied the smaller Glock's double spring to reduce recoil. So there's two springs on the guide rod instead of just the one that we're familiar with the larger Glocks.
Now, what my theory is, and again, I haven't tested it, but I've been shooting Glocks for many, many years and never had a problem. I don't care what kind of ammunition you put in a Glock, it eats it. It's that simple. It's always hungry. It's just a lead-eating machine. My theory on this is, and this is where I want to get your opinion, is that the 9mm with the redesign of that double spring just does not yet have the oomph. Does not have the oomph to rack that slide back. Rob, could that be the problem?
Well, this guy, for me, the terminology and the physics is important. If it doesn't have the oomph, so to speak, it wouldn't be to get the slide back. It would be to put the round back into the chamber, right? If anything, if the spring,
right,
the spring were too strong, the slide wouldn't travel back as reliably with weaker ammunition. If the spring is too weak, it'll travel back, but then again have the problem of stripping the round off the magazine and getting it back into the chamber and resetting everything like it's supposed to. So without being there, without being able to diagnose the problem, I'm always very hesitant to try to guess what happened. And of course, the ammunition the platform, the operator. Sometimes that's the issue, and it has to do with extension, body position, has to do with the ammunition, has to do with the spring, has to do with the condition of the gun. I'm always hesitant over email, over the phone, over the radio to try to dissect the problem. Empirically, we know Glocks aren't perfect. This morning I ran a session with 18 shooters on the line. The first and second and third and fourth and fifth malfunctions belonged to a 1911 until we switched him out to an XD. The second gun to malfunction was a SIG, and the next gun to malfunction was a Glock. It happens. Guns malfunction, and there's different reasons for different times.
Fair enough. Colonel Leedy, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, as you probably notice over the years, certain ammunition works with certain pistols. And a lot of times you may have problems just because of the way the ammunition feeds. The other thing that I would also do is call the engineers at Glock. And as you know, Mark, Glock's down the street from here. You might want to chat with them. Maybe this is something that they've had in the past, considering the fact that they just redesigned those springs in there. And maybe you are a test bed at this point.
Yeah, I'd like to know from listeners, that's just not something I've experienced in a Glock over the years with many years of shooting them. George, you sell a lot of guns. You own the Glock right now.
I've got a Glock on my hip right now, yes.
I do, too. But I'll tell you, it's the 22.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on that? Are you hearing anything? You and I talked off air over the last couple of days. Give us your input. A lot of our listeners carry the Glock, and a lot of them are looking at those Gen 4s.
And the Gen 4s are fantastic. And the reason why they came out, one of the reasons, is to correct a problem with the use of a weapon-mounted light on that rail, the underbarrel rail that these pistols are, it's just so popular to have on your guns nowadays. But sometimes the Glocks would have some failures when you were running with the light on it. The Gen 4s resolved that issue by going with a whole new mechanism. You've got not just one or two springs in there, but you've got it's kind of like a shock absorber kind of system going on with multiple springs in there. And that does make the Model 22 and 40 cal much more reliable, and it resolves the issue. But you are not, Mark, the only guy that's had a problem with the Gen 4 Model 17s. And kind of the same things going on with every instance that I've heard of. I think it comes down to ammo. I'm just thinking that these Glocks, the new 17 Gen 4s are just liking a little hotter ammo. That's everything else about the gun is pretty much identical except for cosmetics and the backstrap.
Yeah, which we're certainly going to try. That may very well be the case. Interesting. A lot of people carry the Glocks, and it's just not something. I was just more curious as, are you hearing any more of these issues?
No, they tend to go away as the guns wear in.
Right.
And, you lubricate them up with some good slipstream weapon lube, and I had to throw that in, sorry. But once they wear in, they start running just fine. And I think the culprit is just that new spring system.
Okay, George, before we hear music, this again is unscripted. Thunder 380 Plus Bursa, you like it?
The Bursa Thunder series are actually pretty decent pistols. They're kind of aping the Walther PPK kind of thing. And, they're good. They're kind of a low-budget gun for somebody who can't afford a SIG or
check this out, George. Check this out. That's one sitting right here in the studios. You're on the Armed American Radio Network. We'll be right back after these messages.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
This Dreams of Gold moment is brought to you by AutoZone. This Ivy Leaguer captured our hearts and the gold.
AutoZone. Keep your car performing at its peak all winter. Make a trip to AutoZone. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Before you take on the winter roads, get to AutoZone and get everything you need for cold weather driving. Right now, save a dollar when you improve your engine's performance and fuel economy with a 5 1/4 ounce bottle of Lucas Fuel Treatment and Injector Cleaner for just $4.99. Get ready to ride out the winter. Get to AutoZone today. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
By the time Sarah Hughes was 13, she'd won her first junior title at the 1998 U.S. Figure Skating Championships. She worked hard and landed on the 2002 U.S. skating team. She landed 7 triple jumps. The 3 contenders ahead of her all made mistakes. By winning the long program, Sarah's dreams of gold finally happened. This Dreams of Gold moment was brought to you by AutoZone.
Imagine all your important files are on your office computer, which is usually the case. So to work from home or while traveling, you have to copy files to CDs or to a flash drive or email files to yourself or sync up to your laptop. Whatever it is, it's a hassle, and half the time we forget to do it. So there's an answer. It's the answer I've been using for years. GoToMyPC. Use GoToMyPC to remotely access your office Mac or PC from any other computer on Earth. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com and you'll have instant access to your Mac or PC. I had the computer of my home in front of me in Africa, thanks to GoToMyPC. It's easy to set up, easy to use, and as secure as online banking. If you or your employer don't have a web-based remote access service, now's the time. I want you to try GoToMyPC free today. I have a special 45-day free trial for my listeners if you use the promo code Prager. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the Try It Free button. Remember to use the promo code Prager.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care, with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Now, back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
Arizona is just a few steps away from dropping most restrictions on carrying concealed weapons. That's a beautiful thing. HB 2347 was given preliminary House approval on Thursday, removing all of the criminal penalties that now exist for having a weapon in a purse, under a coat, tucked into a boot, which you got to love because it's Arizona. They have to say tucked into a boot without having a state-issued permit. That's great stuff.
Hey, it passed the Senate.
Yes, and that's beautiful. So, Morgan, from what I understand, the good governor, Brewer, is going to sign this. She is a very strong supporter of Second Amendment rights,
it
correct?
It sounds like it. She made some recommendations and said, okay, if you take the restaurant and bar restrictions, you keep those for people who don't have permits, because then I'll sign it. So
okay, whoa, hold up, clarify that now. Say that again, because Arizona just passed the restaurant and bar.
With a permit, you can carry concealed into a restaurant or a bar that serves alcohol. Without the permit, if this passes, without the permit, you will not be able to carry in those places.
Okay, so in other words, you're still going to need the permit to carry in a restaurant or bar, and that is, of course, as long as you're not drinking. And I know you've had some issues with a lot of businesses posting out there that they don't want firearms.
All right,
is that resolving itself?
Yeah, they can always, any owner of a business can post and say no firearms allowed.
Okay, well, that's good to know, because this would be a good time to say that I'll be with actually you and George on the 11th, and we will be heading down to Tombstone, Arizona on the 9th and playing guns down there with George on the 9th and 10th, and then we'll be up in Tucson broadcasting, where the Roundtable crew, the usual suspects here, will be live together in the studios from KNST in Tucson, which is going to be a lot of fun. That's on the 11th. So that's good to know. I love going to Arizona. And Rob, get this. I don't think I told you this, and I should have earlier off air. On Monday after that event at Tucson, where we will also be, I'll also be meeting fans at Marksman's, where I'll be doing a book signing. And there are two locations for Marksman in Tucson. Check the armedamericanradio.org website or Facebook at Armed American Radio, and we'll keep you up to date as to which address that's going to be. But that will be during the day on Sunday the 11th before the live broadcast. And Rob, on Monday, I'm going to be meeting with Anna and Mark at Scottsdale Gun Club and doing some shooting with those folks on Monday afternoon, the 12th.
That is excellent. We have a lot of stuff going on with Scottsdale Gun Club. People are going to be seeing them on some of the training DVDs, maybe some of the TV shows later in the year. And I'm actually going to be doing a special event down there in May that I'm sure we'll be talking about here on Armed American Radio soon.
Yeah, and I'm really looking forward to meeting them. You know, it kind of shook out like this. My flight coming back on the 12th doesn't leave Phoenix until 11:59 p.m. You heard that right. That's 1 minute to midnight. Of course, arriving on the East Coast at 6:30 in the morning. No big deal. No big deal, unless you're sitting in the seat next to me and I'm out snoring you. But that gave me an awful lot of time in Scottsdale to spend with those guys, and they're just excited. I can't wait to get out there and shoot. Rob, I'm going to give them a huge plug. That place is beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah, it's amazing. It really is. I said before on the show when we had Mark on after I was out there, I don't know, a month ago, 6 weeks ago, that it's probably the best stocked, cleanest, most awesomely run defensive and tactical black gun, whatever you want to call it, gun shop and indoor range operation I've ever seen.
Yeah, and it, just looking at the pictures on the website at Scottsdale Gun Club is a sight to see. I'm really looking forward to that. I'm excited about getting out there, and hopefully if everything works right, some of the representatives from there and I will head over to Galco and meet with some of those folks. George, here's a little local news story that I wanted to run by you, because it is relative to Utah, okay? And I don't know if you heard this or not, but it looks like we have to call for banning something else, and that would be BB guns.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, oh, dear. more than 20 hit in rash of Utah BB gun shootings. And this is out of Salt Lake City, of course, where we are on the air right now. And, of course, Vernal, KEVL, joining us today. But the police out there are saying that more than 20 people have been hit in a rash of drive-by BB gun shootings in the suburbs around Salt Lake City. Over the last 2 weeks, they appear to be random. The police say they appear to be random. But those targeted include pedestrians, people waiting at bus stops, and a bicyclist riding home from work. No one's been seriously injured, but BBs were lodged beneath the skin of several victims. And we all know that a BB gun can be, you know, some of the CO2 guns can be pretty powerful and break the skin for sure.
Oh, yeah. And, of course, we all know that BB guns are a gateway gun, you know, that lead to more
powerful. Oh, yeah.
Powerful.
That's awesome. Yeah,
they lead to more powerful guns, George.
It sounds like what we've got here is we've got a car full of some really bored kids.
Yeah, it was spring break. What do you think?
Exactly, exactly. I'm really not going to get all worked up about this, and I don't think the ATF is going to be storming the offices of Crossman and Benjamin Sheridan anytime soon. But
Daisy,
I'm pretty sure we've got some bored kids. They need to be educated. They need to be redirected into some more useful things. And I would encourage these kids to go take a hunter ed course.
Well,
if they'd been educated by their fathers to use real guns, they wouldn't be doing that. They'd be out with their parents shooting at the range.
Well, exactly. You know, I'm just going to call. It's real simple. I'm just going to call for this. Rob will probably agree with this, and I know Colonel Leedy's sitting here looking at me. He's chuckling right now in front of the microphone. I'm just going to call for banning BB guns. Let's just make it simple.
Let's ban bored kids.
Ban it all. I mean, we should ban murder. Oh, wait, it is banned. I forgot about that. George,
And I think doing drive-bys with BB guns is already something on the books, too, as well. So.
Hey, George?
Yes, sir?
STI Escort.
Oh, man, if I could have an STI, I would be a very happy ogre right now.
I can't stump this guy for anything in the world, ladies and gentlemen. I'm looking at these. And, Colonel, George, before you give your answer, I want to give a plug here, Colonel, for your group.
Okay.
And tell us about the organization that you work with. You're both sitting here in full uniform, in full dress, and you go to the gun shops and or gun shows and do what?
Well, in 2004, after I've gotten back from my last episode, while I was in the hospital recuperating from surgery, et cetera, sat down and decided that we needed to look and see what was really the shortages that they had overseas. Many of the things that we looked at, like, for instance, the full vests were in the range of $3,500, the interceptor vest, et cetera. So we went ahead and we set up a nonprofit 501c3. Because I did also come out of Washington, D.C., I knew a lot of the people up there, including the IRS people. John Schaefer headed up the 501s. We went ahead and presented it to them. We got a 501c3 in 10 days. We started the foundation, which is www.armor, which is A-R-M-O-R, the number 4, troops.org. We started collecting funds. We started providing anti-ballistic eyewear, Under Armour, multifunction tools, knee pads, elbow pads, antibacterial socks, compressed rubber boot pads, and a lot of other equipment that at the time was not fully furnished. And if you recall, when everything really started, everybody was complaining that the troops were going overseas and not getting full equipment.
Okay, and now to go back to the gun, because there's a method to my madness here. You're doing what with that gun?
We are getting guns from the gun manufacturers, firearms manufacturers, developed some great relationships. If you go to our website under raffles, you see that we are raffling and we do raffle many firearms. And to make you eat your heart out, we are getting some STIs, who's one of our supporters. We are getting some escorts to raffle off and some shadows.
Beautiful. Now, George, tell us about that gun.
The STI Escort, it's a 1911. Style gun, very well made, compact, good for carry. And STI is a very high quality gun. Our good friend of the show, Larry Correa, is a huge fan of STI, as he used to be a dealer and distributor for those guys.
And now you know that when you hear the Kiss music, that means we got to hold on to our horses for just a couple minutes. That was great information. Thanks for that, Colonel. Appreciate it. You're on the Armed American Radio Network, and we'll be right back with the finish of the roundtable right after these messages.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-866-412-7799. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-866-412-7799. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35 to $99 per month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now. 1-866-412-7799. That's 1-866-412-7799.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
This Dreams of Gold moment is brought to you by AutoZone. This Ivy Leaguer captured our hearts and the gold.
AutoZone. Keep your car performing at its peak all winter. Make a trip to AutoZone. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Before you take on the winter roads, get to AutoZone and get everything you need for cold weather driving. Right now, save a dollar when you improve your engine's performance and fuel economy with a 5 1/4 ounce bottle of Lucas Fuel Treatment and Injector Cleaner for just $4.99. Get ready to ride out the winter. Get to AutoZone today. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
By the time Sarah Hughes was 13, she'd won her first junior title at the 1998 U.S. Figure Skating Championships. She worked hard and landed on the 2002 U.S. skating team. She landed 7 triple jumps. The 3 contenders ahead of her all made mistakes. By winning the long program, Sarah's dreams of gold finally happened. This Dreams of Gold moment was brought to you by AutoZone.
Now, back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
The roundtable continues with a great guest lineup. With Colonel Leedy in the studio with me in full battle dress. I love it. He's just looking at me, smiling. I got Rob Pincus co-hosting with me for the full broadcast tonight. We're joined by Morgan Boatman and George Hill, the Mad Ogre. Rob, take us away.
Man, I was just checking out during the break the armorfortroops.org raffle page. That Bursa looks a lot like my very first carry gun, which also was a Bursa. It was one of the old 383 DAs. Pretty cool little guns, especially if you're on a budget like I was down in Georgia when I first bought that gun to carry. Definitely something worth raffling off or buying a raffle ticket for, and obviously a great cause. Pretty cool. George, you mentioned that you're coming down to Virginia for that class at the later on in April, later this spring. I'm looking forward to seeing you out there. What else do you guys have going on? Morgan, where are you going to be headed?
I'm just teaching kung fu here in Flagstaff.
Teaching kung fu and Flagstaff. Yeah, I love it, Morgan. I love you on the round table, man. It's just that answer. Just think any better.
Awesome.
Isn't it great?
I may want to go to Flagstaff now just to get some kung fu in. I don't think, and that's probably something that we haven't really explored very much here, because every time Morgan comes on, we're kind of like, talk about the books, talk about Glocks, and it seems like every Glock question gets referred to Morgan. But as much as we talk about guns here, the training really is kind of like Craig Douglas talked about earlier. It's about multidisciplinary approaches and integrating everything together. Do you get to integrate any firearms training or even, you know, firearms awareness or integration into your martial arts training, Morgan?
Oh, we do. We do it as I do it on the side using live fire. But in the classes, we go through a cyclic schedule, and we use it as a defense against someone with a gun, which is, it's always a little... we've actually done trials that someone with a stick... you know the old thing, if you're 20 feet away, you can pull a gun on the guy before he comes at you, or he can stab you before he you can pull your gun. Well, we've done some trials, and a stick can defeat a guy with a gun at about 20 feet. And so we teach stuff like that, and we play around with that and get some padding on and get some hard blows, and we even get some pellet guns and see if we can draw in time to or see if we can block the gun, you know, not disarm, because we want to always keep control of the gun before the guy can hit us with the pellet and stuff like that.
Hey, well, Morgan, I have to ask this question before we get started. I'm sitting here and I'm trying not to laugh.
What?
But when you said, you know, you're just teaching kung fu, you know, with all these exotic martial arts out there right now, you know, kung fu, I haven't heard kung fu in a long time. You hear all these crazy Brazilian things.
Hey, it all started
things.
With kung fu, man.
Well, I'm wondering, you know, isn't that kind of like going into a Chinese restaurant now and ordering a bowl of chop suey? You know, do they even make chop suey anymore? Isn't there a version of kung fu now that you're teaching?
Well, everybody has their own version of kung fu. Kung fu is a term that just means hard work toward a purpose.
Bingo, so, there you go. So it encompasses all of the martial arts.
That's right.
Okay, all right, very good. George, I got to read an email to you real quick.
Right on.
It says, another great show. Ask George about the Diamondback 380 ACP. I saw it at this year's SHOT Show. I doubt I'll see it on the California approved list. That's probably right. But it reminds me of a baby Glock. Secondly, years ago when I was working at a major aerospace corp, I was the security geek for my testing facility. I attended a DOD-sponsored training school for emergency preparedness. The government reps, to a person, stated the Fed would not be able to render any assistance for at least 3 days after a major event. Keep up the good work, Mike in Long Beach. P.S. Tell Rob to lay off the beignets before he goes condo. All right, I don't know. I'm not sure what that means, but let's take this in two steps. First, to you, George, with the Diamondback 380 ACP.
Okay, now if I remember right, Diamondback is a company that kind of split off of guys that left Kel-Tec and kind of coming up with their own gun. It looks interesting. I've seen photos of it. I tried to find them at the SHOT Show, but I got turned around, and you know, I just couldn't find them and didn't have time to get down there to them. Don't know anything really about them. Looking forward to. I love new guns and new gun companies. That means there's more potential options for me to choose later down the road. And I wish these guys the best, but I just, you know, until I get one in my hand and until I put some rounds down range, you know, I can't say yay or nay to it.
Great answer. Rob, Mike in Long Beach, California has obviously been listening to the entire broadcast because he's referring, I believe, to our conversation with Mike Bain in hour one, talking about the emergency preparedness that you guys are working on now in the next upcoming season, follow-up to Best Defense Survival. And does it shock you to hear that the feds, to a person that he spoke to, would not be able to render any assistance for at least 3 days after the major event? And if that's true, what can you tell people that they need for 3 days, man?
It's not shocking at all. Some of the quote-unquote, experts that we talked to last season, and not the ones, of course, that made the air, but some of the guys that we talked to that represented different government entities and different thought processes in terms of in disaster preparedness, we sort of, you know, had a little round table of our own and decided that we didn't think that their perspective or their advice to people was what we wanted to represent on the Best Defense Survival. Quite frankly, we were told by certain people that everything, these are government representatives that are working on training other first responders from around the country, that there was no gunplay during Katrina, that all of that was just scare tactics and right-wing craziness. I'll tell you what, I was down in the Ninth Ward and I was talking to first responders and private security guys and individual citizens last week who said their firsthand accounts from guys I trust, guys I know at the time and ever since then, there was a lot of gunplay and there was a lot of reason to think about personal preparedness and taking care of yourself in the immediate aftermath of a large-scale disaster. And the fact that people are shoving that under the carpet and trying to avoid that or you know, pretending that the government's going to come in and save you is in the face of what we know about that situation, it's a joke.
It's a joke.
It's the same mindset when, you know, people think, oh, well, the cops will save me when somebody comes to mug me.
Well, the AD, you know, the commercials, and I want to point to one of them, you know, any of the alarm company commercials. You know, okay, oh, come on, guys, let's get real here, okay? Now, listen, alarms serve their purpose. They definitely do. And Rob, you and Mike Janich and Mike Bain have touched on them, you know, for the purpose that they serve on Best Defense. And they do serve a purpose, but they are not your last line of defense. The door
just
gets
like
kicked
the safety. They say the best safety is in your head. The best alarm system is in your head, too.
Yeah, I'm telling you. You know, and Rob, you speak real close to home when you talk about these 3 days and the major events and, you know, all the things that you know what happens. I speak from personal experience. I was in Homestead, Florida, days after Hurricane Andrew went through there. Okay. I saw people sitting on their what was left of their home. I saw them walking up and down the streets with their shotguns. And I saw, and I have pictures from it that I took of the you loot, we shoot. Okay. We all know the importance and the value of a weapon. We've seen it in our own lifetimes. And I've lived through many hurricanes in Florida. The fourth and final one, I got over it. I just, you know, I put my shotgun, my ammo, and got out of Dodge. It was that simple. So we've seen this. 3 days. Can you recommend what people need for 3 days?
You need water. You need food, and you need security in your home. And that security is not maybe just physical, but maybe also mental preparations and a thought process about how you're going to set your home up during those 3 days so that you can stay there. Now, that's assuming that your home is still intact, that you're not inside of the floodplain, that you're not in the fire, that you're not rendered homeless because of the earthquake, whatever it is. That's the first step. So the first thing is you need to have the water or a method for purifying water. Preferably stay home, have 3 days of water. It's not too much to ask. You get the gallon jugs, you store it, you rotate it throughout the year, you have the water. The food is a lot easier to have 3 days worth of food for you and your family, especially, you know, when you're rationing, when you're trying to wait out what we refer to in Best Defense Survival as that short-term disaster. Have that means of protection, have the means of security in your home. Hopefully you don't have to leave. If you don't have to leave, you're going to be much safer. If you don't have to answer the door, and if the door is locked and it looks like you're a hard target, even those looters should pass you by and you're going to be okay. You can't count on that, but that's why you're prepared inside the home to defend yourself, just like you would be in a home invasion or any other situation where someone comes into your home and means harm. But you know, having the supplies, the medicines, your prescription drugs, whatever it is you need during different types of weather events, to stay warm or maybe thinking about where you're going to be in your home when you don't have to leave, you can stay there and stay safe.
You got it. And Colonel Leedy's got one over here, too, that's very important, and I know it from hurricane preparation. What is it, Colonel?
Well, one of the things the military also tells us to do is, besides the water, the food, et cetera, is toilet paper and paper towels. No kidding.
No kidding. No question about it. That's great advice. Ladies and gentlemen, it ends too quick. It ends too quick. Morgan, George, everybody listening, thank you very much for joining us on the roundtable. Rob Pincus, you'll be back. We've got a lot to talk about with you. Morgan and George, we'll see you down in Arizona. Next week, Tiger McKee will be here. In addition to Tiger McKee, I hope to have Dick Heller talking about the decision in the courts just a couple days ago. I'm Mark Walters. You've been listening to the Armed American Radio Network, and we will see you next week, same time, same channel. Carry often, carry everywhere.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now.